Immigration has been a big theme through the presidential campaign and has led to some nasty rhetoric, but it didn't come up in any meaningful way last night. Still, many Mexicans tuned in. Reporter James Frederick is based in Mexico City and went to a viewing party last night. Set the scene for us, James. What was the main interest for Mexicans in the debate?
Well, so fittingly, this debate party happened at a Texas barbecue place here in Mexico City run by an American expat. So that made sense. But yeah, it was a mix of Mexican-American dual nationals, as well as Mexicans who were just interested, or I guess better said, worried about the U.S. presidential race. And it was fun to watch it. I think, you know, as you mentioned, it was a bit of a bummer for the audience that immigration didn't get brought up, because that was, you know, really what they were waiting for. The main thing that happened was every time Trump said Mexico, there was a big cheer from the audience. So, you know, as much as Mexicans are angry with Trump and the generalizations he's made about Mexicans and the claim that, you know, they're stealing American jobs and stuff, more than anything, people were having fun with it. So, you know, it was a bit of a bummer that immigration didn't get brought up. But yeah, there were a lot of interested people last night. You know, if people didn't watch the debate last night, they certainly heard about it this morning. It was on the front page of every newspaper I saw here in Mexico City.
Yeah, what kind of headlines were you seeing?
The best headline I saw was on one of Mexico's tabloidy newspapers called La Prensa, and it said "Nos odia," he hates us, in Spanish. And so that was the loudest headline I saw here. But basically, what all of the newspapers in Mexico agreed was that Hillary maintained her poise and Trump kind of looked silly, which is, I think, what everybody in Mexico was hoping for. You know, they wanted Trump to be taken down a peg. I'm looking at a newspaper right here, El Universal, and they have a poll from about a dozen different Mexican analysts who rated the debate. And so, at least according to this poll, Hillary Clinton won the debate with a rating of 8.5. Donald Trump only got a rating of 6.4 in this newspaper.
I see also that some newspapers were focusing on the fact that the peso gained more than any other currency overnight.
This has really become a big story in Mexico over the last few weeks. If you watch the movement of the peso, it is pretty closely in line with Trump's polls. So when Trump starts doing better in the polls, the Mexican peso depreciates, you know, it loses value. What happened overnight was that the peso gained more value than any other currency in the world. So that was the other thing the paper said, is that, you know, the investors spoke and they think Trump lost the debate because the peso did better.
Now, apparently on social media, the phrase "register to vote" was really popular last night. Is the debate driving a push for Latino voter registration?
So in Mexico alone, there's more than a million U.S. citizens. So that's a mix of expats and dual nationals. But there are a lot of U.S. citizens who live in Mexico. And so there's a push by several groups to get more U.S. citizens to vote from abroad. So there was the hashtag you mentioned, registrarse a votar. So there's also a push by non-citizens to say, well, you know, almost everybody in Mexico knows somebody who lives in the United States. And so the push is, if you know somebody who's a citizen, tell them to vote. There's an obvious reason that this is gaining so much steam, and it's Trump. The anti-Trump backlash does seem to be generating interest in getting more people, more U.S. citizens who are in Mexico to vote.
How did most Mexicans actually watch the debate last night? Was it simultaneous translation?
Yeah, that was how most watched it. It was on a few TV networks here, but I'm guessing a lot more Mexicans are reading about it in the papers this morning than watched it last night. And the consensus here in Mexico is that Trump lost, which they're happy about.
Reporter James Frederick in Mexico City, thanks for your time.
Thank you.